Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Anita, and this is Rambled, and I know I sound more nasally than usual, and that's because seasonal changes in North Carolina. And also, I'm really sleepy. I didn't take a nap earlier. So, yeah. Anyway, today is the next to the last episode of 2019. I can't believe it. I'm like, since I just yesterday I was doing the next to the last episode of 2016 talking about George Michael, and now another election year and another impeachment. I think I've lived through the most impeachments. Yeah, I have. It's like, oh my goodness, I'll be 37 and this is the second impeachment I lived through. But I guess anybody born in the 70s has lived through more of them than me, anybody alive in the 70s. But anyway, it's amazing how many impeachments have been going on these last few decades. Like, before the night, we only had one, and now it's like every 20 years, oh, it's not an impeachment. All right. Okay, so technically, Nixon left, but anyway, this is the next to the last episode. I don't plan on doing any more episodes after the next episode. And, yeah, I just realized now I put two D's in decade. Sorry. But I say maybe this decade because if you've read my summary of this episode, there's no zero year. I hate to bug you guys, but it's true. Nobody knows when Jesus, everybody's like, zero is the year Jesus was born. Okay, there was no calendar. It skipped to one. So technically, 2021 is the first year of the decade, and that makes a lot of people angry. It made a lot of people angry when I graduated in 01. It's like, oh, 2000, Y2K, yay! And I get the appeal because of the whole, for those who were not alive during Y2K, there was a computer scare, and everybody thought all the computers in the world were going to go to zero because they couldn't count that high. But as you can tell, 19 years later, didn't happen. But that was the thing, and it was like the class of 2000, which will be next year, oh, they're the first ones of the new millennial and everything else. And then the 01 class was like, there's no zero year. So there's a little bit of animosity. And I can remember being a kid and wanting to graduate in 2000 until somebody pointed out there's no zero year. Like, we can't, yeah, we chose a date for when Jesus was born, December 25th. I don't really know how they chose that date, but that was the date that was chosen. I'm like, why not have just put his birth as being the start of the year instead of the week before the year ends? But I wasn't born then, but it is a very good point because Christianity, whether it's Ethan Orthodox, whether it's any of the big three of Christianity worldwide, which is Catholicism, Eastern Orthodox, or Episcopal / Anglican, I guess I should say Anglican / Episcopal, and even the story of how the Episcopal Church, when it comes to God is name, that is in and of itself, it can be its own topic, but basically it's like from the bishop. I think it's like Latin for from the bishop. I got to read up on that. But anyway, so those are the three major ones of Christianity, even though in America, Anglican isn't that big, but worldwide, it's 90 million, and then you've got Eastern Orthodox, and then you've got Catholicism, which is over a billion people. But with that many people, somebody couldn't be like, well, yeah, we'll just start the year with Christ's birth. But no, they just put it 25th. I don't know why. And if you're a Christian, I don't know. Some of my listeners may not be Christian. I'm perfectly okay with it. And yeah, I'm like, whatever. But I'm not trying to disrespect religion, but that's pretty much it. Why not just start it then? You know, new age, new dawn. It made perfect sense. Just do them both together. Or have Jesus be born in the spring. But then he died in the spring. So, yeah. Anyway, it's exciting to know that this year's almost over in 2020. And yes, since I was alive when Barbara Walters was actually hosting 2020, like maybe a little kid or whatever, I want to see her host it, even though she's, and I know I'm saying that a lot, but the fact of the matter is she has been sick for a long time because she's 90-something years old. Just stay alive until after 2020. That's what people want to see. They want to see her say, I am Barbara Walters and this is 2020, because for those of you who don't know, she used to host 2020 back in the day. I guess when discussing history. Okay, so before she hosted The View and everything, but after she was on the Today Show, and yes, she used to be a host for the Today Show in like the 50s or 60s, but at one time she was a host of 2020, so that's what people want. In a world of chaos and disorder and children faking kidnappings and real kidnappings and impeachment, can we just have humor? Speaking of humor, though, Eddie Murphy, SNL. I'm looking forward to that. Sorry. Like I explained earlier, I have not been feeling well, but I thank you guys for listening, and I did take medication and drink water. And yes, like I said before, I do want sleep, but Eddie Murphy will be coming back to SNL. There's a generation that does not know Eddie Murphy raw, Eddie Murphy delirious. Or they only know it from YouTube. Yes. I'm so looking forward to it. I want to stay up late and watch it. I mean, I know I'm 37 years old, but let's face it, and you're 30. Oh, no, I'm 36. I'll be 37 in a few months. And that is in and of itself an adventure. And I might as well just get used to saying 37, because really I only got like 3 more months at 36. So I got to mentally prepare, just like mentally prepared to write down a new year. Wondering how many people are still going to put 2019. Probably a couple of weeks of it. I know it's going to be done by my birthday. But anyway, Eddie Murphy, yeah, that's going to be amazing, and I'm looking forward to it. And his musical guest, Lizzo, I know people complain about what she wore to that basketball game. I gotta agree, because why would you want to sit your bare behind on one of those seats? Yeah, and there will be some people playing devil's advocate. It's like, but the cheerleaders dress, that's their uniform. And frankly, if people are going to complain about Lizzo, I'm complaining from a hygienic standpoint, but if you're going to complain about Lizzo's dress, shouldn't you ask them to go back to their old uniforms? But those uniforms are not practical for the cheerleaders. So, yeah, it's much like Janet Jackson and Nipplegate. I do agree Justin should apologize in person or on television to Janet, because that was his song and his hand. But it's live. Stuff happens. And there was like a naked guy running around when that stuff happened, but people paid more attention to her boob. It's live. Stuff happens. I mean, what would have happened if she had not done that and one of her dancers busted his britches? I know that sounds very old-fashioned, but anything can happen live. Somebody can wear a long dress and it gets stepped on and... yeah, you're going to be seeing that then. And it goes back to the Lizzo thing. So that's a part of it. And with anything live and certain clothing, and even if you're wearing normal clothes, do you really have on underwear? I'm not saying, you know, about whether or not go command, but it's like Murphy's Law. You think it's perfectly dressed, and then it's female sometimes. Some women have issues with panty lines. I don't care. I'm like, as a female, I don't care that, like, at least you know I have on underwear, okay? But some women will go commando just because I don't want to have panty lines. And then sometimes people go commando, men and women, just because there's no clean underwear. And then the day that happens is the day something will go wrong. And long story short about the cheerleading thing, what would happen if a cheerleader was dancing and popped out because their bra size was wrong? That's a part of it. So I don't feel like people should criticize Lizzo for, long story short, for what she wore because it was inappropriate. They should also, and it's a family event, but really you're watching girls in booty shorts and a tank top, that sort of, and all the cussing and the drinking. Yeah, I'm messing with that malarkey. But the hygiene aspect, you're going to sit bare butt on those seats and you don't know who's been sitting. No, I mean, did she clean the seat? Like, why sitting down like that? Did she put it? No. There's so many thoughts. I mean, let's face it, you're sitting bare butt on public seats. No. I mean, it's different if you're at home because you pretty much know the people you're sitting. But in public, no. Just no. But her performance should be interesting. And back to the SNL thing, that should be very interesting because, and she's a very great performer. And also what I was trying to say, because, again, I didn't took the medicine about 4 hours ago, but back to the topic of Eddie Murphy. The fact that they trusted her to be the musical guest, like, that's a lot of pressure. This is, like, one of the saints of SNL, one of the most successful members of SNL, and you're the musical guest who has to follow suit. That's a lot of pressure. I mean, I can't think of, there are very few other SNL people as big as Eddie Murphy in comedy. Some could say Robert Downey Jr., but how many people can really remember when Robert Downey Jr. was on SNL? And yes, much like one of the Wayans, I think it was Damon Wayans was on SNL, but Eddie Murphy's like one of the kings of comedies. And yeah, he is. So many people quote his work. His work has been used at the beginning of rap songs like Jay-Z's Girl, Girl, Girl. Well, okay, not the beginning. But the point is he's such a big celebrity who made it from SNL. He was on there for years and created so many iconic characters. I don't know what she's going to do. Maybe they should have brought Beyonce. I think Beyonce could have worked. And I'm not knocking Lizzo. I love Lizzo. But in that case, maybe SNL should have got Beyonce. That would have been an event more than Lizzo. Because that's such a, again, a big comeback. It's the in winter finale with him. Yeah. They should have gave her with somebody who's not an SNL legend. Like, if she had been on this week's with, when they had Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is an A-lister. And, yeah, she's dating Colin, who's the host of their weekly news. But it could have worked. This, I don't know. I hope it goes well. I really do. I like Lizzo. I love her songs. They motivate me. I mean, how many people, gay, straight, male, female, singing along to Truth Hurts or Juice? Yes. Oh, my gosh, her NPR performance, which I absolutely love. But this one should be interesting. I may or may not report on it, just like I may or may not report on all the details of the impeachment. We'll see how that goes. I don't even know if it's going to be done by the next election. And I will tell you, listeners, this, if you are in America and you're able to vote, please vote. Anyway. I have 10 seconds left, and I'm Anita. This is Rambles. I appreciate you guys listening, and the next episode, the last one for the year.